This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are at 7 after the hour. It's Tuesday, July the 7th on the GJV program. D for Doug, J for Jen, V for Victoria. This is an intense time for people in America. You have lots of things going on. I just discovered my rubbish barrel is full of maggots. You don't think that takes
your what
away
is
from
full of maggots?
My wastebasket, the rubbish barrel.
Oh, he said it so fast. I was like, what?
Trash can.
So for those who would be worried about COVID or the bubonic plague or whatever else, there are a lot of reports of black death surfacing in Mongolia. Did you hear that? The plague has been circulating.
It's trending right now.
Didn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Bubonic plague, yeah.
Yeah. Well, rumors. I don't
wear your mask.
Yeah.
More than ever, staple that mask on your
face. Add more on. Yeah.
Right. Let's have something else to worry about. All right, so now let's get to the dollars and cents of this. Jennifer, there's a study, I guess, what else would you call it, the reality of how much people are going to make, mostly the drug companies. There are a couple of drug companies that are onto the vaccine, and I've maintained all along the vaccine is going to be worthless the moment that it's out, but that doesn't stop people from, okay, let's have that vaccine. We got to have a vaccine. This is such nonsense. Why are people so easily led and persuaded just because somebody who says it has an MD behind his name or a PhD?
The scariest thing is that people are staying indoors until there's a vaccine. How many times have you heard your friends say, well, I'm really not going to go outside, or I'm not going to go back to work, or I'm not going to do this until there's a vaccine? And I don't believe, and I'm no doctor, so I could be totally wrong. And by the way, if I am, I'm happy about it. But I think it's going to be like the flu shot, where there might be some sort of vaccine, but it's not going to be 100%. It's not going to, it's going to constantly change. We already know the virus changes.
It has altered itself 18 or 19 times, if not more, since last fall. So anything that somebody, it takes a long time to roll out one of these vaccines, it's a scam. This is the only real argument, excuse me, that Ken Kronhaus and I ever have. I've never had a vaccine in my life. I have the scars on my arm from when I had the multiple shots when I was a youngster. We all have those little scars from where those vaccines were. And I've had a tetanus shot, you know, from time to time over that era. And I've had other things, but I've never had the flu shot per se, and don't have any intention of getting a flu shot, because I don't think that they do you any good. I think if you build up your immune system, eat well, take good supplements, you're going to be fine, even if you have a compromising situation. So you'll have to make up your own mind. But when you realize how much money, and is the taxpayer paying for this? Who's paying for all this research? Anybody know?
Oh, where? Ultimately the taxpayer. And this was the story. Remember, you know, when Trump talked about hydroxychloroquine, then the media poo-pooed everything, literally poo-pooed on everything he said about hydroxychloroquine. Well, now we find out that hydroxychloroquine is actually, or can be, effective, because there's another study that disproved the old study that said it wasn't.
Right. It's
but
back
to
that.
The reason they don't want to talk about it is because the pharmaceutical companies aren't making enough money off
$20.
Of it.
It costs $20 to give somebody the Z-Pack and the hydroxychloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Yes. I know. There's Liz Victoria.
I just can't anymore. It's not hard to pronounce.
Okay. So anyway, and the other one that they're working on is $5,120 for...
Right. Remdesivir is much more specialized. That is, you know, a strong antiviral that's going to allow them to charge people more money. So when you realize that they would rather see people die and suffer, the pharmaceutical industry, I mean, as the they, that's a problem. Now, here's why they do it. Because instead of helping people, this is a big business. And the top story of my local news site is about Novavax, who was just awarded with $1.6 billion by Operation Warp Speed for their potential coronavirus vaccine. Now, this is a federal program. Operation Warp Speed comes from the federal government, and they announced that this is the largest government COVID-19 vaccine contract to date.
Hold on a second. Do you know how amusing it is to be using a phrase that Shatner originated? Warp Speed came from Star Trek.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that.
But the administration likes it because the Space Force... The Space Force that we have just implemented under Trump, the logo is the exact same as the Star Trek logo.
Star Trek logo,
So maybe there's someone within the government who's a big fan. Maybe it's Trump.
Must be. All right, anyway.
$1.6 billion is the rub.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about school. I was talking to my grandson last night, how excited he is. He's back in school. Things are fine. There are 7 of the 9... 19, I think, kids were in that class. 7 of them are back. Some parents don't want to have them go back. Some, you know, they're wearing masks and they're practicing stuff. But it made me think about what's going on, because Megan and I were talking. Megan teaches at UCLA, as does her husband, and she's very frustrated because she wants to be back in class, and they keep going back and forth. They were going to have classes, the smaller classes. Now they're not because the governor says this and blah, 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 blah. And so universities transitioning, some of them anyway, to online learning. So if that's the case, why do we have the questions being asked, why do we allow students from other countries to come here when they can stay home and get the...
That's part of the problem. They can't. A lot of public universities are going to be in serious financial trouble if foreign kids are not allowed in.
The privates, too. Public or private universities.
Foreign kids pay a lot more money in tuition, and they're not.
Yeah.
And in many, if not most cases, they don't qualify for any aid.
Yeah.
So there was a study that came out of, I want to say it was Arizona State University, that like if you're an American citizen and you go as an in-state kid or student, you pay $10,000 a year, mm-hmm. and foreign students pay $28,000.
Right.
So it's if you eliminate all the foreign students, university, I don't know what they're going to do. It's going to be really, you know, financial dire straits for them.
Change in how we live. No question about that. Everything is changing, and some of us can keep up with it.
Back to what you were saying, though, about foreign students, though, you're saying, why can't they just do it from home? They don't have the internet connectivity. And they have time changes and time zone differences that make it a serious hurdle for foreign students to keep up with American students.
All right. So should the universities be charging the kind of money? I know at my university, my alma mater, I think it's $37,000 a year. You go to Harvard, it's $50,000 just for tuition. Who's going to pay that if they're going to have classes online? I think that's part of the question.
Forget even that. I mean, yes, you're missing out on the campus experience, but I want to know. I think it's a handful of people, and it's the exception more than the majority. How many people who go to those highfalutin, high-dollar schools actually ever recoup their money to the point where they go, thank God I did that. That really paid off.
Mm-hmm. Some, but
how
not,
many?
Not many.
A lot.
Yeah.
I actually think it's a lot. In my circle, any of my friends who went to an Ivy League school, they make in 1 year what a year of tuition is already.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's such a waste of money. The education that I got...
For someone like me as an English major, it would have been a total waste of money.
Yeah,
but they're doctors and lawyers, and they're making a lot of money, and financial advisors and stuff, so they're making a lot of money.
I just hear stories about doctors, in particularly, I think, doctors who come out of college, and then they're in debt for years and years and years, and finally, they might pay it off. It's just... Because doctors don't make as much as they
There's a common sense element to this. And that's what is, once again, escaping most people who look at it. Yes, Harvard has, there's an esteemed
aura. Well, you pay for the Alumni Association, I think.
Yeah, right. They have $4.5 billion with a B in their endowment because of whatever has transcended the rest of the world, these smaller universities. I went to a small college in Ohio for my undergraduate. I did some work at a college in Worcester and in Boston, another college for graduate stuff, but I didn't finish my graduate degree. I have an undergraduate degree, And I will tell you, I was served much better by going where I went than I would have if I'd gotten lost. I was at a point in my life I needed to be found, or I needed to find myself. And I wouldn't have done that on some big college campus where you get lost. If you're okay, then, you know, go take the courses and pay no attention to the social life. But many people, I was one of them, needed that social exposure, needed that social exchange. That was more important than whatever I got out of the books. It was. Getting to know people, understanding, you know, what it took to have friendships, that kind of stuff. You can get lost very easily on a huge campus. You know, one of the things that Megan and I talk about with UCLA, there are 40,000 kids on that campus during the school year. Not going to be this year. But what do you do with it? It's like a city. And how do you get to know each other? I mean, certainly the classes are small and the departments are smaller and they try to, you know, bring people together. But still, it's, you can easily get lost. Whereas my college had 1,400 kids at it. When I was there, the population is about the same now these days. So, anyway, I think it's food for thought. I asked the question because I'm looking around and seeing a lot of universities transitioning to online-only learning, and I'm going to ask the question, as many ought to be, what are you getting out of this? And if we can homeschool kids when they are in the elementary school or junior high or high school, public schools, why can't you homeschool them as they continue on to matriculate beyond high school? Is that
homeschooling is such a burden, though, for so many parents? Yeah. I have friends who are all working.
Well, you make a choice. You choose. Not now necessarily, but yeah, I agree with you now. But
yeah, it's a huge burden.
I think actually now, at least in my group, people they always shied away from homeschooling, but now that they realize they can do it because they've been forced into it, I think it's actually more of an option for some of my friends because they realize they can get by.
They work full-time jobs and they have to teach little kids because my friends just are barely keeping up with their jobs and trying to teach little kids. They're distance learning.
My friend is teaching teaching her kids, and she's, like, so organized. I don't know. She has them write, like, a journal prompt.
She's the exception to the rule, then, because all my friends are on support groups online, and they all have the same problems. It's been a disaster.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it depends on your experience, because it's not going to be the same for everybody, but it's part of what we're, as the world churns, it's like a big soap opera. What's today's problem? And how do we fix it? 18 after the hour. If you have a problem with your smile being not what you'd like it to be, when you smile, you see yellow, you look in the mirror, ooh, I don't like that. So you want to brighten it up? You want a bright white smile? Then you go to powerswabs.com. Powerswabs.com and look around at the information that's there on their tooth whitening product, the kit that you get. There are all kinds of things, these whitening powders that are on the market today. You try charcoal. Imagine sticking black stuff in your mouth and expecting your teeth to come out white. Ooh. There are all kinds of things on the market, but the point of Power Swabs is that it works in 5 minutes. It is clinically established that it will whiten your teeth an average of 2 shades in 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days. It takes the stains off of your teeth. It doesn't dig into the enamel. It lifts them off. That's the all-natural part. The ingredients, stains are removed, not covered up. And it's cheaper than visiting the dentist for sure. If you go to powerswabs.com, use the code DJV, you'll get 40% off the manufacturer's price at $99.85, and then the DJV10 code gets you another $10 off, plus free shipping. That's not the reason in and of itself for you to use this. The fact that it works, and there's so many people satisfied, that's why you go to powerswabs.com and then buy the product using the code DJV10.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star. Boostar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back. Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Happy birthday, Ringo! I'm gonna continue to extol the value and virtue of this celebration. He's 80 years old this week, and on YouTube tonight at 8 o'clock, there'll be the celebration to end all celebrations, live streaming with Paul McCartney, Joe Walsh, Ben Harper, Sheryl Crow, Gary Clark Jr., and Sheila E. Ringo's big birthday show, spreading peace and love outside the Capitol Records Tower building in Hollywood. That's quite a venue for something like this. He's not letting the virus stop him from doing it online. All the guests will host at-home performances, feature never-before-seen concert footage. Proceeds raised during Ringo's big birthday show will benefit these four organizations: Black Lives Matter, the David Lynch Foundation, Music Cares, and Water Aid. The birthday bash also premiering a guest star version of Star's Gimme More Love. Willie's in that, Jeff Bridges, Jackson Brown, T-Bone Burnett, Elvis Costello, Rodney Crowell, Steve Earle, Peter Frampton, Ray Willie Hubbard, Kenny Loggins, Michael McDonald, Keb Moe. An interesting combo there, Victoria, of people showing up.
Should be a good. I'm going to try to tune in.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, yep. Ringo also uploading a video playlist of tribute performances dedicated to the musicians who previously recorded with him. That is the people that have performed at his past birthday celebrations, recorded new versions of his classics with him, like Elvis Costello and Peter Frampton and Ben Folds and Betty LeVette, Judy Collins, Richard Marx. If you want to donate, go to ringostar.com or you can text Ringo to 707070. I always like that texting numbers. Text Ringo to 707070 if you want to donate. That's only in our country, but Ringo 707070. Good time will be had by all, I'm sure, especially people that are watching. Don't you think, Victoria?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
I can't believe he's 80. He doesn't
80
look
years
it.
Old. Nope. He's doing all right. Ringo Starr turns 80. He's 3 years older than Paul, I think. Two or three years older than Paul. He was the oldest member of the Beatles. So that's a good. That'll be a good take. Ringo in the focus here. 26 after the hour now. Let's turn our attention to Weird Al, who has marked the arrival of the film performance of Hamilton on Disney Plus by piecing together a new video for his song, The Hamilton Polka. We got that. Crank this up. We have no. Weird Al releasing his polka medley of the Hamilton tracks a couple of years ago as part of Lin-Manuel Miranda's monthly Hamilton Drop series. With his trusty accordion, Yankovic condensed the three-hour musical into a five-minute medley featuring polka renditions of Alexander Hamilton, My Shot, You'll Be Back, Wait For It, The Room Where It Happens, and the Schuyler Sisters. The new video for Weird Al's Hamilton Polka pairs the song with footage from this newly released performance film. In order to make it work, though, the footage is frequently and hilariously sped up to fit Weird Al's breakneck polka pace. Back in 2018, Weird Al and Lin-Manuel Miranda spoke with Rolling Stone about their friendship and how the Hamilton Polka came about. Polka medleys have been a key component of Weird Al's career, and as a result, Lin-Manuel said he was rather nervous when he asked Yankovic to craft one for the musical. Listen, as a longtime Weird Al fan, he said, it's a scary ask to make. I also know there's only been two other cases where he's devoted an entire polka medley to a particular artist. His Hot Rock Polka on the UHF soundtrack and the Queen Polka, the Bohemian Polka. I can't presume to be in that rarefied air as the Rolling Stones were, but I asked for it, so here
it
is.
The video is so worth seeing. It's amazing. It's all the actors. It's from the Disney Plus performance of Hamilton with Weird Al's soundtrack looped in. Yeah. It's amazing.
Sounds
he's a
wild.
Genius. Even if you don't like polkas, he's a genius.
28 after the hour on the DJV program. Kellitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Kellitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House says negotiations with the Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and lawmakers continue when it comes for another coronavirus stimulus package. Here's White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
I fully expect that he will lead the charge coming up in probably the second or third week of July as we try to address what the real needs are.
Meadows also talking to reporters about another issue, saying he had taken a hard look at the reports of Russia paying bounties for the deaths of U.S. troops in Afghanistan, and he says the information was not actionable. He also says the New York Times report about President Trump not having been briefed on it was unreliable and not substantiated. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com, and this is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Some Native American leaders, as well as President Trump, have been weighing in on a potential name change of the Washington, D.C. NFL team. And USA Radio's John Hunt has the latest.
More than a dozen Native American leaders and organizations have now sent a letter to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell calling for the league to force the Redskins owner Dan Snyder to change the name immediately. The letter was signed by 15 Native American advocates, and it demands the team and the NFL cease the use of Native American names, imagery, and logos. The Redskins have launched a thorough review of its name. President Donald Trump is against rebranding the Redskins and Major League Baseball's Cleveland Indians. Trump tweeted, "They name teams out of strength, not weakness, but now the Washington Redskins and Cleveland Indians, two fabled sports franchises, look like they're going to be changing their names just to be politically correct." And after Nike pulled all Redskins merchandise off their website this weekend, Walmart, Target, Dick's Sporting Goods, and others have pulled all merchandise in stores and online.
And members of the Electoral College cannot go rogue. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling yesterday that members have to cast their votes in accordance with the state's law. The Faithless Elector case, as it was known, upheld state laws that remove or fine Electoral College members who do not cast their votes the same way as the popular vote in their state. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four after the hour. It's Tuesday, the 7th of July. The insiders are listening to the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The story of a big rat. How'd you like to see a big rat on the table next to you, Victoria? A big rat.
Well, I was a New Yorker for a long time, so I've seen rats everywhere. Rats don't freak me out as much as mice.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I was talking about maggots having those. They freak me out. In the world of yuccabungas, Representative Josh Harder from California needed a way to convince the House to pay attention to his speech about invasive species. And so he brought in a rat carcass and laid it on the table next to him.
That's gross. And what was his point?
His point is that we're being overrun, our country, inner cities, the rats are a problem in the inner cities, but out in the country there are other species. Oftentimes now we have this where there's a lot of problems with raccoons and these cats. There's a kind of cat that's very ferocious, and I forget the name. It begins with an F. But they're awful. There are all kinds of varmints around, woodchucks. Beavers are becoming a really increasing problem because they keep building these dams, and they heretofore had been protected by certain federal legislation that keeps the eradication of them from happening. You can't, you know, you can't kill a beaver, you can't dismantle a beaver's dam, and so there are all kinds of problems that farmers are having in 17 different states around the country. So he brought this in. There's a bill that's sort of been slowed down by the virus to eradicate these certain types of beings, and it's not the there's this new TRIA, one of the most recent invasive species to arrive in California, one of the most harmful rodents that are plaguing the Central Valley, eating up crops, polluting canals. Yeah, they're just they're kind of like a big rat, kind of like a muskrat, if as a matter of fact. You know what a muskrat is?
Mm-mm.
Most people in America never heard of muskrats until that song by the husband and wife team, Captain and Tennille, called Muskrat Love. People say, "What's a muskrat?" And it came the way stuff comes into the vernacular sometimes is pretty interesting. But this California has got different commodity crops that have been really eaten by this invasive species. And it's the same in most every state. There are these problems with bugs and with predators. I have one hay field that I do. It has 114, I counted them this year, 114 woodchuck holes in it. And,
wow.
You know, it does damage to the machine. It does damage to the crops. They eat up all the alfalfa. You know, it's just, and where do they come from? The reason that they are prolific is because the way Mother Nature works, there's always something ahead of you or behind you that's going to get you if you're overpopulating. And in the case of what's going on around here, foxes used to get them. Would get them. The coyotes? You have a lot of coyotes around here that, you know, that kind of stuff.
They scare me. Coyotes are vicious. They really scare me. Yeah.
Fisher cat, that's what I was thinking about. Fisher cats are really, oh my God, they're ugly. They have these horrible teeth. They've gotten out of control. They'll kill anything.
Ooh.
And the woodchucks kill them, but they'll kill a dog. They'll kill anything. And they're horrible. So it's like the Fisher cats look like Anthony Hopkins did with a mask on. Remember from
Silence of the Lambs?
Silence of the Lambs. That's what they look like. Fisher cat looks like that. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Really okay. Horrible. Anyway, where did we go? Oh, I wanted to, speaking about predators, Victoria's got an update on how much Bayer and Monsanto were paying out to get rid of the cases that they say couldn't happen with their product. I think that's what's fascinating about this is they keep advertising this stuff that kills people. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's
they
true.
Pay for it. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if Bayer really knew when they bought Monsanto, I wonder if they really knew how much it would cost them in the long run, because this is now $10 billion, billion with a B, and that's going to cover tens of thousands of individual cases against Roundup. And so Bayer now pays between, they have $8.8 billion to $9.6 billion to settle the existing lawsuits. Then they have another $1.25 billion set aside for future ones. So they know more is coming. Mm-hmm. And so they've had Monsanto since 2018. So I don't know if that's really paid off for them as a purchase. But as we know, and we talk about it a lot here, Roundup causes cancer, and it's outlawed in European countries, but for whatever reason here, they've got a pretty
money.
Big lobby. Yep,
money.
They have a big lobby and a big influence in our national government, which should not happen, but they do. And so, specifically, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is what Roundup, the glyphosate is the active ingredient in Roundup, and that's what's linked to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Well, Rich McFadden had it, beat it. But he had it for 3 or 4 years.
I think, is it the non-Hodgkin's that's worse than Hodgkin's?
You know, I can't remember.
One of them is worse than the other. Yeah.
The other one. Yep.
But they now say that that Bayer now has, I think it was according to the New York Times, they did a count, and they have 25,000 claims that are not included in this settlement.
Yeah.
So those are just the pending lawsuits that haven't even happened yet. 25,000 lawsuits that haven't happened yet. So I don't know what it's going to take to pull that from the market. I don't understand it, but, you know.
Well, it is.
Lobbying.
It's the same mentality that's going to spend $1.6 billion to create a vaccine for the virus, the corona, and it's not going to work. It's that same thinking. It's the group thinking. Nobody dares challenge what group think is all about. And so, you know, you got that's what happens. People fall into that, and then we end up all paying for it. I resent the hell out of it, frankly. I really do. I think I'll go to Ireland, where they're now beginning to use kegs of Guinness beer that haven't been, because of the pandemic, haven't been consumed. They're using them to fertilize the fields in Ireland. Did you know?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're, it's good. Apparently, it's not going to go to waste.
No, it's like milk. Milk's very good for, you know, it's a horrible thing that they're throwing it away, but at least if they put it on the fields, it helps with the, you know, it helps to support the soil. And you know, there's nothing about Monsanto that's good for the soil. It just isn't. It does, what it does is deplete the natural minerals. It's a poison. That's why it's, you know, it kills the value of the soil as well as killing people. What do you think? And if you're eating food that's been treated by products that come from Monsanto, what do you think you're eating? You know, do you know even whether the corn that you've eaten, the beans you're eating, whatever it is, broccoli, if it's not grown on an organic farm, chances are it's been sprayed with some product from Monsanto, and you're making yourself vulnerable, very vulnerable. So anyway, I just thought it was cute. I threw that into Guinness, repurposing their beer. Actually, they're using some of it for
bio. There's so many minerals in Guinness that are so good for you.
Yeah. Well, I think beer in general. I told you for the longest time, there's a brewery here in Framingham, and we were picking up and feeding the cows every day five big containers of brewer's grain. And it doesn't have the same problem. I don't feed regular grain to my cows because it hurts their feet. But the brewer's grain has benefit, and it doesn't have a negative impact on them. So it's kind of like feeding kelp. Do you know what kelp is?
Sea kelp?
Yeah. Kelp is from seaweed.
Right.
And that's really, that's a very, that's also an extraordinarily good thing for the animals to eat. And it's good for us to eat. I don't know.
I
used to take a kelp supplement. Good for your bones. Mm-hmm. All kinds of things. Listen to us helping ourselves be healthy. The remains of 20-year-old Vanessa Guillen, you know her, G-U-I-L-L-E-N?
It's a horrible story.
Identified, should we not tell it?
No, it's an important story. It's just horrible what happened to her.
She went missing from Fort Hood back in April. She told her family she was being harassed by a superior. Her remains were found in a grave last week, 20 miles from Fort Hood. An attorney for the family says investigators believe she was beaten to death before she was dragged and buried there. Attorney said it took a while to confirm the remains were hers because she was so badly beaten up. They couldn't identify with a dental exam. Imagine that. I don't even want to talk about what has happened.
Well, and now the investigation is looking into, was it her superior? Was it her commanding officer who's responsible? Or was it some sort of other retaliation from her other, you know, fellow troops?
Yeah. You know, it's tough being, I don't care what they say, when women go into the service, there's all kinds of sexual stuff that goes on. There's all kinds of, I saw this morning a colonel in the National Guard apologizing about a social media post regarding a slain soldier. The National Guard officer was Betty Scholler. She posted comments on Facebook in response to an article about the killing of Vanessa Guillen, a private, She was killed after she said there was sexual harassment, and this person said that the reason that, you know, you go into the service as a woman, that's the price you pay, basically. If you want to go into the service, you better expect to be sexually harassed.
That's ridiculous.
What kind of a... It is ridiculous. What era, what age are we living in here, boys and girls? Canada suspending its extradition treaty with Hong Kong. Man, you were talking about this earlier. I thought we ought to revisit it a little bit because now there's a fire. It's catching fire, catching hold. Hong Kong is being, as we all know, beaten to a pulp by the Chinese. And so governments all around the world are saying, you know, we're not, you can't just do this and get away with it. So they're taking action against China. It should not be just against Hong Kong, but it should be against China. And I'm not sure that that's
all
been
connected
yet. Well, ultimately
it is, that's the question that I asked earlier. With the U.S., we passed and has been signed into law the, I forget the full name of the act, but it's the human rights violations going on by the Chinese government onto the people of Hong Kong. Yeah. So the U.S. government has already stood against that. Now, Twitter, Facebook, and Google are no longer sharing any data with the Chinese government on users from Hong Kong. Now, Canada says we're not going to uphold our deals with you until this is resolved. How much longer can China hold out? They're literally backing themselves into a corner every day that they do more and more of this human rights violations.
Couldn't happen to a nicer bunch. The more trouble they're in, the better it is for the rest of the world. China needs to be called out and stopped because they're
ruining,
destroying.
Well, that's what I'm saying. How much longer can they survive?
Yeah, well, I hope they can't. I hope the government falls, the people there have a revolution, and come up with something that's better than what they've got.
Yeah,
we're going to see a lot of that here. We're going to see a lot of our traditions between now and Election Day and now and the end of the year. This country is going to go through a revolution of, it already is. But when you get right down to brass tacks, isn't it? COVID brought about revolutionary ways of doing things. Now the Black Lives Matter movement is changing how we look at so many of our institutions and people who are an important part of the institutions, the history of our country, looking at that. And it's time. If these things, if all of them are true, even half of them are true, we've been brought down the path by the Pied Piper. And we suck it up. We believe things like, you know, even a vaccine is going to help you keep from getting the virus. That's bull crap. Isn't it? I almost said it. It is. It's complete BS. And yet people are getting sucked into that. Yeah, I'm waiting for a vaccine. I'll be okay then. Sorry, no sale. Let's talk about how you have been doing in the sleep department since the pandemic. A lot of people are just plain exhausted. You look at a lot of the lifestyle news about people and whether or not they're getting enough rest and how they get the right amount of rest, all that good stuff. 27% of people admitted to taking an over-the-counter sleep aid. 24% say they're taking prescription medicine to help them sleep. 24% admit to having an alcoholic beverages to try to go to sleep. Do yourself and everybody in your family a favor. If you haven't changed those old pillows over to My Pillow Premium Pillows, then you're really, I don't want to say you're a bad parent, but, you know, come on. Let's get the right stuff in your home. These things are made in America. Fabulous products. Check them all out. The BOGO deal. Use the DJV code at Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Strange. In the neighborhood. Busters. So, in this era where fear sells, if you're afraid of ghosts, call the Ghostbusters. There have been, what, 3 or 4 of these movies, Chucker? How many movies? Ghostbusters.
2 with the original cast, and then Universal rebooted it with the female cast led by Melissa McCarthy, which I liked, but it was very polarizing. So, now they're going to do, they did another one. I don't know. Some people just didn't like it.
I did.
It was very entertaining. I liked it. But anyway, there's a movie called Ghostbusters Afterlife starring Paul Rudd, which is in the can. They're supposed to be released this summer, but they're going to hold it back till next year. It's due to this Corona thing, Doug. I don't know if you heard about it. It's on a couple news stations. So it's a problem in the movie industry. Yeah. But anyway, the reason we play Ghostbusters is, believe it or not, this was the number one movie this time in 1984, and it was the number one movie now in 2020, did $550,000 on 622 screens over the weekend, primarily in drive-in movie houses,
which
have become very, very popular, the ones that exist in this country. People are flocking to drive-ins.
Are the drive-ins changing the movies every week like the regular?
Yeah, they are.
Like this week it's Jurassic Park and Bad Boys. Next week it's Ghostbusters and Jaws and whatever the next week is going to be. That's
what I'll give you another example. There's a drive-in in Mahoney, Pennsylvania, called the Mahoney Valley Drive-In, which is about an hour from me. And they do 35-millimeter reels, and they have become tremendously popular, and they do like a lot of different themes. They, like a couple weeks ago, they did a zombie week, and they had like 5 zombie movies. Like Day of the Dead was one of them, and they'll do this past weekend they did 4 Rocky films, first 4 Rocky films. This weekend coming up, they're going to do Tim Burton's 2 Batman movies, and then Joel Schumacher's 2 Batman movies, and they packed the place, literally, and people could go in campers, and they could sleep overnight outdoors, and they become
one wonder is
very popular.
If they would go back and find, let's say, all the movies that that Katharine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy did together, or a bunch of John Wayne movies, or a bunch of Clint Eastwood movies, or, you know, you can go Al Pacino movies, Robert De Niro movies.
The thing about the drive-ins, it almost doesn't matter what you show, people come out. It's
right.
It's like an experience, people. Regular multiplexes, not so much. That strategy is not nearly as effective. But drive-ins, outdoors, you know, you get out
why
of your car.
Why wouldn't it work, though?
They like it.
Yeah, but why wouldn't it work in a regular theater setting?
It only to an extent. I think there's a hardcore base that absolutely loves the classic stuff. But yeah. I think the modern, you know, moviegoer who's, you know, 15, 16 years old, they just want to see what's new.
Well, they want to see machines and Transformers and all that crap. There's no story to it. It's just a bunch of noise and,
yeah.
Do I sound like an old timer?
I got one other story.
Yes.
The feature length recording of the Broadway hit Hamilton did very well on Disney streaming. I think they're streaming app was up 76%. I think they added like almost 600,000 new subscribers over the weekend for people wanting to see specifically Hamilton live taping from Broadway.
Did you see Weird Al Yankovic has done a polka to Hamilton?
Still around, huh?
Yeah, he's still around. He apparently and Lin-Manuel have become friends, and so I think if I have the story correctly, Victoria, correct me if I'm wrong, Lynn Miranda asked him to do some kind of a Hamilton polka.
Mm-hmm.
Is it fun? Right?
Oh, it's brilliant. It's a 3-hour show that's condensed into a 5-minute song. It's amazing.
Yeah, here's a little
He combines like 4 different songs from the show.
Here we go.
I am willing to work, work, Angelica, work, work, Eliza, and Peggy. Look around and how lucky we are to be alive right now.
Weird Al is weird, but he's also a genius. He can create all kinds of stuff like that. Very clever. But I thought the interesting part was that Lin Miranda asked him to do it, if I have it correctly, Victoria,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, right. So what does that tell you about
he's got a good sense of humor.
Entertaining. Yeah, I guess much as anything else, yeah.
I'll tell you one other thing off the top of my head. Talking about streaming and Disney Plus, people now have gotten so used to streaming and actually enjoy it very much. There's so much content to watch.
Yeah.
That's also going to get people out of the habit of going to movie theaters. So it's going to be really interesting to see how this all plays out in the next, I give it a 2-year time frame.
Not me. I'm going to the movies as soon as I can. Give me a ticket to a movie. I want to watch the movies. Go to the movies. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. It's Movie Moments on the DJV Show.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.